From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin met today with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and agreed to work toward restoring full relations with Turkey. Following a meeting in St. Petersburg, Mr. Putin said rebuilding trade relations will take time. Mr. Erdogan said the two countries will restore their yearly bilateral trade target of $100 billion and will speed up the resumption of charter flights from Russia to Turkey. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump lashed out Tuesday at his critics within the party. Trump's attack came as Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins, two former chiefs of the Environmental Protection Agency, and 50 former national security and foreign policy officials issued statements saying they cannot support Trump. The Trump campaign dismissed the officials as members of what it called the failed Washington elite looking to hold on to their power. Trump spoke today in North Carolina, where he accused opponent Hillary Clinton of advocating open U.S. borders.
Hillary Clinton wants to have totally open borders where people flow into our country, where they flow into our country and they take your jobs and they do lots of things. And I want people to come into our country, but they have to do it through a process. They have to do it legally.
The weekly NBC News SurveyMonkey public opinion poll released Tuesday showed Democrat Hillary Clinton with a 51-41% edge over Trump, up from an 8-point lead a week ago. Day 4 of the Olympic Games in Rio features popular sports like gymnastics and swimming. High-profile U.S. swimmers Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky are set to compete. This is VOA News. The United Nations warned Tuesday that millions of people in the Syrian city of Aleppo have no access to running water or electricity and called for a halt to the fighting so the broken systems can be immediately repaired and humanitarian aid delivered. Communities in both East and West Aleppo have borne the brunt of the conflict between Syrian government and rebel forces during the past few weeks. The Turkish government said Tuesday that a U.S. failure to extradite cleric Fethullah Gulen would cause great harm to relations between the two countries. The Turkish government has repeatedly tried to pressure the U.S. into handling over Gulen, blaming him for the July 15th coup attempt. German authorities in Rhineland-Palatinate have detained a man suspected of being a high-ranking member of the Islamic State group. They say the man is linked to a terrorist threat against the opening game of a German football team. The man was reported to be an asylum seeker from Syria. Former Philippine President Fidel Ramos is in Hong Kong on a mission aimed at mending his government's relations with China. Ramos told reporters that he hopes to restore ties with what he termed some old friends who have links to high officials in Beijing.
There have been some irritations that we would like to eliminate, or at least remedy, so that we can have common points of interest.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte sent Ramos to Hong Kong to repair ties fractured by a territorial dispute over part of the South China Sea. The Japanese government says relations with China are, in its words, remarkably deteriorating due to the continued presence of Chinese naval ships near a group of disputed islands in the East China Sea. The Japanese Foreign Ministry issued a statement Tuesday saying Foreign Minister Fumio Kishida issued the warning Tuesday when he summoned the Chinese ambassador to issue a formal protest. The Brazilian Senate Tuesday began voting on whether to begin an impeachment trial of President Dilma Rousseff. Despite predictions that the debate could stretch into the early hours of Wednesday morning, it seems increasingly likely that the Senate will indeed vote to bring the president to trial, as a simple majority of senators is all that is needed. Delta Airlines said it canceled nearly 250 flights Tuesday morning as it tried to get operations back to normal following a computer systems failure Monday. The company blamed the outage on a loss of power at its hub in Atlanta. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.